The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gifts to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. The word integrity comes from the Latin integer, meaning whole, complete, undivided. But that word integer can come from two Latin words as well, in, meaning not, and tango tangere, meaning to touch. So combined, integer can also mean untouched, intact, or uncorrupted. An integer is a whole number, not fractured. So if applied to us, a person of integrity is someone whose life is whole. What he believes, what he says, what he does are all aligned. There is no double life, no hidden contradiction. The inside matches the outside. Sadly, we sometimes see the opposite of this, especially in how we live our Christian life. In public, we may behave in a manner that is noble, that is inspiring, but in private, behind closed doors, there may be a different story. There is what others call a dichotomy of faith and life. What one professes may not necessarily be in accord with how one lives his life. That is not how we envision our Christian life to be. And so on this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, the readings invite us to a life of wholeness, that kind of life when what is inside of us, how we think, how we say words, how we value things, are all aligned with what is outside, the way we act and the way we witness to our faith. In the book of Sirach, we hear, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. God sets before us life and death. Freedom reveals integrity. Our daily decisions show whether our heart is aligned with God or scattered by compromise. It is said how some, perhaps, would misunderstand the word freedom. For them, to be free means to do what they like, to do what is convenient. Yet, not everything we like, not everything that for us is convenient, is in accord with God's ways. We cannot claim to belong to God while deliberately choosing against His ways. Remember that the eyes of God are on those who fear Him. And this is where integrity begins, the moment we take responsibility for the choice we make. Integrity also requires depth. St. Paul reminds us that true freedom, that true wisdom is revealed through the Spirit. We may be concerned about things that pass, but St. Paul invites us to be more concerned on things that remain. Greater things will be revealed that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, but it will only be revealed to those who love God. This is when integrity involves a deeper awareness of the ways of God. And this is better clarified in the gospel when Jesus would give a very crucial instruction to his disciples I tell you, he says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Notice how Jesus moves from mere external compliance of the law to the spirit of the law. Yes, there is this commandment, thou shalt not kill. But the Lord is challenging his disciples and us to not just avoid the sin of killing, but uproot the anger in our hearts that make us want to cause harm on others. And then there is this commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. For Jesus, we are not just to avoid adultery or other sexual sins, but to be on guard on what is in our hearts, to be on guard on what comes through our senses, because sometimes they are too exposed on the impurities that we see that can sometimes lead us to commit those sins. And so, also in making a promise, we often say yes with our own words, but for the Lord, say yes with your life. Say yes with the kind of witness you do. And so in saying this, Jesus is restoring what has been broken in us and leads us to a healing and to an experience of wholeness. This is integrity. Ahead of the start of Lent, Pope Leo, who released his Lenten message last Friday, invites Catholics to open ourselves to listening, fasting, and community, urging us to abstain from words of hatred in order to make space for words of hope and peace. And he says in his message, and I quote, I would like to invite you to a very practical and frequently unappreciated form of abstinence, that of refraining from words that offend and hurt our neighbor. He urges us to refrain from words that offend and wound, to avoid harsh judgments, slander, speaking ill of those who cannot defend themselves. Instead, he calls us to measure our words and cultivate kindness at home, at work, on social media, in public discourse, even within Christian communities, so that words of hatred would give way to words of hope and peace. This is integrity applied to speech. If the inside matches the outside, then our words must reflect the charity we profess. And so, brothers and sisters, examine your language. Does it build up or does it tear down? As we are about to begin Lent days from now, let us guard our tongues. Choose words that heal. Let your heart, let your speech, let your actions form one offering to God. Choose what leads to life, for what we choose will be given unto us.